Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kia. May I help you?
Yes, hi. I had a charge on my credit card that I got an email about earlier today for $59.95 to your Simple Lifestyle Solution, is what it says on the email. Does that is that your
Okay.
organization?
So we are a third-party customer service line. We service several different companies, so I have to pull up your account and I can give you that information. Can I get your zip code?
Okay, sure. It's 70809.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that for me? I couldn't hear you.
70809.
Your first and last name?
Mary Wren. I think this is in connection with something that my husband did. My husband, I guess, was solicited for a survey, and they said if he did the survey, he would receive some free products. And this was a while back, and let me see when the dates of the other emails came from City Card.
Yes, ma'am. So it is showing that you did call in earlier. Could you verify the shipping charges on this account? The shipping address on this account?
3620 Ridgetop Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Okay, now let me clarify something here with you. I got two charges today for $59.95. One was to Smart. Let me see, where is it? Okay. One was to Smart Life Products, and then the other one was that I called about, wait, right here together, was Simple Lifestyle Solutions. I spoke to a girl about the Smart at Smart Life Products earlier, and she said she wasn't connected with the Better Lifestyle thing, Simple Lifestyle Solutions, but y'all are connected.
Yes, ma'am, because the reason why she did say that we wasn't connected because those names that you're stating are the billing names. So that was not the part, those are only the billing names. The product that was purchased was the Per Mini Pod and the Per Smartwatch. And due to the agent refunding you in full of the Mini Pods, I'll refund you in full of that watch. Now, you're supposed to send those products back, but due to the
I
agent
mean,
already canceling out your account, we don't, I guess we're not going to worry about that that return, but I'm going to get you refunded on both of those $59.95 charges, and your account is canceled out.
and it is. Okay, so I'll get refunds for both of those charges.
Yes,
Okay, well, you are awesome and so much easier to deal with than
ma'am.
she was. Okay, all right. And so the other thing he was charged, though, that I was going to call about, but I'll be honest with you, all this happened right about the same time my sister got sick, and she had died right about that time. He was also charged $14.95 for an extended warranty on these products, and he did not authorize a charge for an extended warranty. Is there any way I can get? He got the product, so I'll pay the $5.95 shipping, but the $14.95 for the extended warranty, he did not authorize that, and so I was wondering if I could get that refunded too.
Yes, ma'am. So I have to speak with my supervisor about that warranty charge
Okay.
because, yes, ma'am, hold the line. Because if the product is, I think, usually if we refund the warranty charges, then I mean those products have to be returned. So hold the line for me. I'm going to speak with my
Okay.
supervisor.
Okay. Okay. All right. See what you can do. Thank you so much.
Well, this lady, the other one, basically lied to me and said she didn't know about anything about the other charge. This one says, oh, yeah, you're going to be refunded both charges. She said, you're supposed to send the products back. And I said, well, I'll be happy to send them back, especially if they'll refund me the $14.95. The only problem is it'll probably cost me $14.95 to ship them back, you know.
Yes, ma'am. So my supervisor stated, yeah, we can refund you for that $14.95, but you will have to send those products back.
Okay, well, I'm just wondering how much it's going to cost me to ship. Can I just put them in an envelope and send them back to y'all?
So they can be returned however the postal service lets you send them back. We don't know the cost that you'll have to pay. But if you can get them, if you can fit them in an envelope and they can get returned through us that way, the postal service allows that.
He took them out of the packaging. Did you throw the packaging away, Eddie? You have one unopened and the other one you have the packaging for? Okay. Okay, well, I'm going to stick them in the envelope. Okay, what I need to get from you then is your shipping address. Let me get a pen real quick. Oh, and the watch never works. Anyway, I said, nothing is for free, my dear. Nothing is for free. And anyway, okay, so I'm going to put them in an envelope and I will send them back. And who do I address it to?
So it's going to go back to 11551.
11551, uh-huh.
E as in Echo.
Mm-hmm.
45th Avenue, which is 45THAVE.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to make the unit C, which is UNITC.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's going back to Denver, Colorado, which is DEN, V as in Victor, ER, comma, CO.
I have a child who lives there. Yeah, okay. And what's the zip there?
80239.
80239. And then who do I address it to? Like, do I do it to?
Yes, ma'am. You can do it to Pure Gadgets. PureGadget.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to send that back today. And thank you for refunding all that to me. I appreciate your help so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. Enjoy your day.
You too. Bye-bye.